Okay, I give up. I cannot record in one take. I will record everything. I will record all my points in no particular order, and then I will edit them into order. I'll cut the pauses, cut noises, cut unfortunate microphone pickups and that noises and shit. Okay. Okay. It's a middle of a poem. I forgot. Just before I picked up my voice recorder, I perfectly knew what am I going to talk about. Science as a tool of explicitization of meaning. So here it is. People often say, do you think in what language? Like, oh, I think in English, or I think in Russian. And it kind of, this question bothered me. This question bothered me from my childhood, because I never thought in my native language. I always thought in ideas, and when I formulate, when I finally come to some intellectual conclusion, then, only then, I struggle to formulate my conclusion in human language, to put it in words. And I always realized that the struggle to put my thoughts in words is a different struggle. It's a separate struggle. First, I think about shit, and I find solution, and then I try to convey this solution to other people. So for me, thinking always was prelingual, non-lingual. It was never lingual, and sometimes I do lingual thinking. Well, I do it in social settings when wit itself is more important than meaning. When I don't care about the meaning, then I practice lingual thinking. Uh-huh. So lingual thinking is meaningless thinking. It's thinking by people who does not care at the moment about meaning, about some reason, about solutions. And it was weird for me to speak to people who think lingually. I think only female and talkers. Females and talkers, they think lingually. They compose funny sentences. And the funnier the sentence is, the truer they perceive it. Absolutely regardless of reality. So thinking about reality should be, and for scientifically minded people, is always prelingual and non-lingual, because reality exists independently from your language, before your language, despite your language, and even when you think about it carefully, you realize how every day this fucking reality defeats your fucking language. The reality is so fucking richer than your language that your language every day struggles to catch up with reality. So if you think in English, or in any other human language, you are doomed to discover nothing new. You are doomed to repeat somebody else's thoughts and nothing more. So discovery is anti-lingual adventure. I mean intellectual discovery. Not physical exploration of the frontier. Intellectual discovery is anti-lingual experience. And this is the essence of scientific thinking. I hope I convinced you that non-lingual thinking is the essence of science. But science is a method that helps us to explicitize the results of this kind of thinking. The science allows us to put our solutions into words understandable to other people. It allows us to externalize our solutions and convey our solutions to other people. I think this is the primary role of science. Scientific method may be helpful in discoveries you make. It might help you to make discoveries. It might help you to organize your thought. It certainly does. It does help you organize your scientific thinking, but it does not replace your scientific thinking. Your scientific thinking exists before your language, and it exists before scientific method. But scientific method helps you, and primarily it helps you to speak coherently about things yet unknown to common part, to language of normal people. So, science is a great, fascinating method of explicitization and externalization of knowledge.